You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And that is, on Shavuot morning, we'll have dairy product. As Persian, they call it labaniyat, is from Hebrew term, because leben means yogurt in Hebrew. So Persian, they call it labaniyat. They got it from Hebrew. Oh, you didn't know? No? So now, there's a midrash that is brought. Why we have this custom? So we go back to, at the time that Bathia pulled Moshe out from the water, so obviously, a three-month baby is hungry. So, Midrash explains that they were not able to feed him. So, he was not interested. And the reason was because later on, he has to go up to Shamayim and bring the Torah down. And he has to speak to Ribono Shel Olam. So, now the interesting thing here is that this mother is brought in halachot, that the baby should only be fed Jewish milk. So it's very strange. Why is it strange? It's not strange. No. The point here is you're presenting a source about a baby that later on is going to speak with Hashem. What is it to me? That's true. But Midrash explains that the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom hesitated or he was stopped, obviously he's a three-month-old baby, so he could not accept it. But he's Moshe Rabbeinu, what has anything to do with a baby, you know, any baby. You understand? This matter is brought in the halachot, that the ruling is that Jewish baby should be fed Jewish milk, kosher milk. What do you mean, of course? No, it's a baby. Why not?
Kosher is kosher. It's gotta be, doesn't matter the age.
No. So there are circumstances that it's not possible. What's the problem? There's no problem. But here you're telling me it's not possible. Why? Because one time there was a very, very great neshama that was placing in a baby named Moshe, that his father was. What was his father's name? Moshe's father. Moshe ben Amram. Who was his father?
Amram.
So, and his mother was? Yocheved. So what has anything to do with the baby that his father is Shimon, and the mother is Rachel? What has anything to do? It has nothing to do with Amram and Yocheved baby, that later on he's going to bring the Torah and he's going to speak to Hashem. You understand? It's a very strange halakha. Very nice. Beautiful. So now here, the reason that we remind ourselves on Shavuot that we have to have some dairy product, because if we go against this halakha, that means, what does it mean? What does it mean? If you forbid this halakha, No, to say, you know, it was Moshe, this baby is not as great as Moshe, and obviously, no, it's not. He's not going to speak to Hashem face to face, huh?
That means you have to be in Moshe Rabbeinu in order to keep the halakha, if you don't.
You have to do what?
To do the halakha. If you're not Moshe Rabbeinu, then you're not in.
No, you're talking about a baby. So baby is not feeling well, or the mother is not feeling well. So then there's a neighbor that is not Jewish. So, you know, take the baby and we'll feed him, right? There's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. So now here the halacha is teaching us The point here is, if we forsake this halacha, that means that this way we cannot be as great as Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So that means, so far from Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So here the halacha is teaching us, of course, the Moshe ben Alav Shalom was a very special baby. But we learn this halacha, why? Because every baby is given to a parent that they have to raise him like Moshe ben Alav Shalom. They have to raise him like Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So that means if you don't have the expectation that your baby become like Moshe ben Alav Shalom, so that means you don't believe that he has the potential that Hashem has given him. So that means you have the responsibility to raise your child as great as Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So that means if there's a shortcoming, so then you're forsaking the ruling that Hashem has designated according to what happened at the time that Moshe ben Alav Shalom at the 3-month old baby. So now, if he would be fed, would it affect him? Yeah? Like he would drink, let's say, how much the baby drink at one time? 1 ounce, 2 ounces? 4 ounces at one time? So you have to say, Borne Fashod Abot. So that means 4 ounces of milk, he would change his status, that he would not be able to speak with Hashem anymore. Huh?
Yes.
So how do you explain that people, they're so careless about what they eat, where they eat, where they go to eat?
They don't know.
See? I know, but here we see unbelievable thing. That means, obviously, he's not going to drink the 4 ounces at one time. Maybe 1 ounce, 2 ounces. 2 ounces of milk can change the whole future of Moshe ben Alav Shalom. So it could have become a simple Yehudi among Am Yisrael. Isn't that something? That means a little bit of carelessness, Chas v'Shalom, can change the whole destiny. And that's what exactly the minhag is all about. The custom of having some labaniyat, some leben. And Shabbat is teaching us, every little thing can affect the destiny that you have, the goal that is designated for you. You have to be so careful. First of all, where we at, what we do, where we go, and more so about our, Bezal Hashem, the future generation. That's Baruch Hu, Zakeh Otam, to be Am Kadosh, Bezal Hashem, holy nation, and it's going to be Yeshua, B'sorot Tovot, Amen, K'yatzon. Yom Tov Mora.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.